Welcome to the KL Outdoor Podcast, brought to you by Team Outdoor Supplements and Dabbler Supply. My co-host today is Cody Vole.
What's going on?
We're going to be talking about his first elk that he killed this year. How long do you think we were out there looking for your elk?
Well, he spent in consecutive amounts or in, like,
in all, how long do you think it was?
Well, when we were up there to kill the elk, we got up there and killed it within the first day. But we had hunted for it for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, probably a month in total every weekend. And then we spent probably a week out there in total at the beginning of the season.
And had your dad got that bear that he shot at, we wouldn't have gotten the elk.
Yeah, we were sighting in I was shooting my AR-15, and Cody was shooting his 308, the gun he killed his elk with, and it was actually kind of funny. We just hear two boom, boom, and I go, well, I guess my dad's shooting at a bear, and Cody goes, no, he's not, and
then we go up. I was like, there's no way that he's shooting at a bear right now.
Yeah, and we go up there, and believe it or not, he's shooting at a bear, a big sow. Yeah. We actually saw her later that year, me and my dad. We started hunting for her. She had two cubs, but they were probably 2-3 years old.
And that was the first time you ever saw a bear. Because I had seen a couple when I went up to Alaska the year before.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's scary. She's big.
Now, there's something that you shouldn't mess with unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah, she's probably 300 plus, I would imagine, at least. About to kill Cody's elk, we saw some elk across the highway, and I was practicing cow calling. I never called in an elk before, and it was probably the luckiest thing. I hear a cow.
Yeah, just cow called back.
And so we went over there, we kept cow calling, brought her in, and he ended up just sealing the deal, perfect heart shot, so dropped her.
At first, you thought it was, like, the birds up there that sound like it.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, don't go after it. And I'm like, well, there's nothing else to do, so I'm going to go after it.
Yeah.
And we just left our packs there and started walking. And then I came around the tree before you and saw it, and I was like, Lane, get down. And then I think you finally saw it as I was getting on target. And you were the one that actually saw it go down, because I shot and thought it. I missed.
Yeah, I think it just went behind a tree and you couldn't see it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I hit low and then it just walked off, but you saw it go down, so.
Yeah, when we were gutting it, because we were probably 3/4 of a mile to the road, we were just going to drag it out. Bad idea.
Yeah.
We should have just quartered that.
It took us forever to clean that thing.
Well, not to gut it. The heart was gone.
To clean it, I'm saying, from dragging it.
Oh, yeah. Dirt everywhere. We had to grab the legs we cut right behind the Achilles tendon to get a good grip on it.
And then when we were hanging it, you cut the leg off, and so we only hung it by one foot.
Yeah, that was funny.
Not really. I mean, yes, in theory it was, but that's...
After the fact.
Yeah. When we hung it on that flimsy tree...
Yeah. So what gun are you shooting? I know, but just to let them know.
So I was shooting a Ruger American 308.
Yeah.
And that was the first gun that I bought. I had others, but that was the first one that I paid for.
Yeah.
And so that one was, like, super special to me. It was, like, the one that I was going to kill my first big game with.
Cody kind of copied me a little bit. I got that gun before him, but...
Yeah. I held it. Was light and just felt good, I guess.
Yeah, like a year or two before, there was a pretty nice bull that we were actually rabbit hunting. And
I had my 300 blackout just in case we saw an elk.
Yeah, and we saw some tracks in pretty much the exact same spot where we killed his cow. We walked out there, tracked it, and then there's like a cliff. We went on the other side of that cliff, and it was probably 40 yards. Cody couldn't get on it. He had a pretty bad scope. It was kind of hard for him to get on it, and it went down. It tried to jump a fence. Its leg got caught and just tumbled over. And yeah. Went out of our life forever.
That was not a good choice to be hunting elk with that gun.
Yeah, about, I think a week later, me and my dad were up there and we saw two, I wouldn't say giant, but giant for that area bulls.
Yeah. On that, when we went after that spike, you lost your jacket that had some of the money in it.
No, that wasn't a spike, that was a branch. It was probably a 5-point.
No, the one that we went after.
Which one? AR. Yeah, I know, the one that jumped the fence and got caught.
Yeah, it was a spike.
No, that was not a spike. That was a branch, I think. It was kind of hard. It was facing away. It wasn't a giant bull. It was just, I think it was still in velvet, so it was probably a spike.
Yeah.
But it was fun for sure.
Mm-hmm. I remember the weekend before we shot at my elk, we saw that coyote that was running straight at us. And then, so we shot at it, and your dad kind of got mad that we were shooting, and we were supposed to
yell. Let's just say we weren't the best shots that day. I think I shot four times at it.
Yeah, and I shot two and missed both. That's why we had to go sighted in before we went up elk hunting again.
Yeah. Can you hear my grandpa vacuuming?
No.
Okay, I don't think this mic will either. Oh, there he goes. Now he's done. Thank God. Yeah, we kind of just started up this account about 50 days ago.
Yeah, it was kind of your idea. I mean, we talked about it last season when we were...
Yeah, last deer season, actually.
Yeah, we were deer hunting. No, we were scouting that weekend.
Oh, yeah. And then we wanted to get up a YouTube channel and stuff, and... So far, so good. We're about 27 and, like, 15 or something right now. We just hit 27 this morning. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. Yesterday we met Hushin and Born and Raised Boys.
And, Elk.
Elk.
Was it Elk Guy?
No, the Bugler.
Yeah.
That's his name. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. Definitely our best season. I shot we went up to Montana and I shot a nice white-tailed doe. Well, not nice. It was last day within 3 minutes of light. And I shot a fork and horn mule deer, a cow elk I called in. Oh, yeah. We called in your cow elk. That was cool. That was actually really fun. And then I called my cow elk in. We saw a herd of elk up on a ridge. We went back around and we came back up over and they call it the hellhole. We went right down in that. And bad choice, let's just say. We shot it down in there and had to pack it back up. That was our first out-of-state hunt. Cody's been on. He's went to
Alaska to go fishing.
Alaska.
Here soon we might have a caribou hunt in the works for Alaska and grizzly bear hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And some more fishing up there. That's one of my goals, is to take Lane up there, because I've been to Alaska, and so it was a good trip, and I want to take Lane so that he can experience it too.
So far we've done pretty good. We're only 14. I've killed 5 elk, 6 deer. Mm-hmm. Cody's got his first elk this year, but he hasn't been at the opportunities that I have had. So
you've been hunting since you were like
9. When I could be my mentored youth, I killed my first mule deer. It was a nice little fork and horn.
Mm-hmm.
And not nice, but, you know, good for a first decent buck.
Yeah.
And I shot a elk, like, 1 or 2 years later, and then I've been getting, like, cow tags, and I shot my first bull, 4x5. It was a decent bull. That was a cool hunt. There was probably 60 shots fired at this one herd. Obviously not that humane. But I got up in front of him. I was the last shot. I just waited till he got there and just dropped the biggest one. which all the big ones, there was about a 350-inch bull, I think, in the herd across the highway, and they dropped it in the, pretty much on the highway.
Yeah. That's like a war zone out there during elk season.
Yeah, it's definitely, if you want to get away from people, don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah.
So. Well, then we went up for deer season for my deer, because you shot yours with an archery tag earlier.
Yeah, my spike.
And we had seen so many bucks the night before and the weekends before.
Yeah.
And then opening day, we went up where we thought this one would be. And didn't see anything.
Actually, I wasn't with you. I was with my dad. And you were with your mom?
Yeah, that's right. And we drove up to where I thought there was going to be one.
Yeah.
And my dad asked me if I would put her on a deer before I would shoot it.
Even though you never killed one.
Yeah, even though I've never killed one. And so we just started walking around and didn't see anything for a couple hours. So we got back up. And my dad had passed up a spike earlier that day at, like, 6. And I told him where this one area was where this, I think it was, like, a 3-point was, or a fork and horn.
So you actually got the areas mixed up. That wasn't actually where it was. He just got lucky. He went up there, shot a big fork and horn. And, yeah. But then,
like, he's always shot one between, like, 10 o'clock on the opening weekend that he goes up.
Yeah. The next weekend after next, that,
yeah,
we saw like over 100 deer. Yeah, 80 to 100
the
does.
The only buck that we saw was
dead.
Roadkill. Yeah.
It wasn't roadkill, but someone just left it to lay.
Yeah.
Up there, no one really, they're kind of messed up up there.
Yeah, that was a bit annoying.
Yeah, especially.
We walked like 20 miles that weekend and didn't see anything.
Yeah, we were walking up just not, I wouldn't say sheer cliffs, but stuff you shouldn't be walking up. I have a picture of Cody in Manzanita that he fell over. Manzanita's as tall as you are, and you're just trying to get out of there in some places.
Well, that weekend, the last day of it, there was a fog bank, and so the whole top of that mountain was, like, iced.
Yeah, if you were to find mountain goats there, that's where you would find them.
Yeah.
I thought we smelt one at one point, where it was some kind of animal.
That was the one that we basically stepped on, but it was a doe.
Yeah, I don't think so. It smelled like a buck. Like the eyes, you remember?
Oh,
like
the eyes.
The, whatever those are called.
Yeah, that one gland.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a long hunt. I didn't see anything from it.
Yeah, well, my dad was out there for
2 weeks and got
nothing.
He got one, like, the last day.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed it, at least. It was really fun. You got to see a lot of deer. Next year, I think we'll...
Next year should be good.
Yeah, what are you putting in for, actually?
This year, 2020?
2019. Like, you know.
I don't know. I'm thinking about doing archery deer.
Yeah?
And then... I haven't decided on elk yet.
Oh, Cody, probably, one sec. You gotta put in for your spring bear tag. Today's the deadline.
Today is?
Yeah. You can do it online, though. Make sure you do that. After this.
Yeah. So, put in for spring bear. Where are you putting in for that?
I'll probably do up in... I think there's only, like, one or two places you can do. It's not, like, deer and elk. You just put it in for... Like, this general area, you know?
Yeah. And but then for elk, I haven't decided yet. And then we have turkey coming up soon, hopefully, an archery turkey hunt.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, we got private land with tons of turkeys where this one guy wants us to hunt.
Well, usually we hunt public land, but, I mean, turkeys, they're turkeys.
And then, let's see... I assume you're going out to Montana this year.
Yeah, I should be. I should be going up to Montana, and I think we were talking about you maybe coming up and killing some, like, 3 or 4 white-tailed does. Yeah. Or 3, but...
Mm-hmm. And then next year we'll have caribou in Alaska.
And Montana.
Yeah, in Montana and hunting.
I'm starting to think about, like, Wyoming. My dad has a lot of points. So I was thinking about maybe going to Wyoming or something.
Yeah, start putting in for there.
Yeah. Or we could start putting in for, like, New Mexico, because that's...
Yeah, or Arizona.
Yeah, because that takes a while. I saw one of...
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of
it. Hopefully soon, work on getting Sitka tagged.
Sitka blacktail?
Yeah.
In Alaska?
Or just wherever.
Well, Sitka blacktail are in Oregon, Cody.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Sitka blacktail. I could be wrong. If I am, please let me know, guys. We only have straight blacktail on the
We just have
East Coast. Or
West never. Coast.
Yeah, West Coast. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we'll just have to see.
What kind of camo are you running right now?
Right now I'm using the Redhead. Here, I'll look right now. It's Redhead.
It's a Cabela brand, I think. Cabela makes it, I'm pretty sure.
Like Redhead Strata camo or something?
Yeah, we're kind of rivals. I'm using Killick from Sportsman. Yeah, Sportsman makes them. And Kuu.
You're also using Kuu, yeah.
Which is awesome brand. I'm
look at maybe First Light or something for Alaska.
Yeah, you should just stick to Kuu. It's a very, very good brand. Speaking of Kuu, Aaron Snyder, he used to be involved with Kuu, and I guess they had a bad run-in or something, and, you know this, but they don't, Aaron Snyder, awesome person, he sent us 2 Kefaru packs for nothing.
You and your dad.
Yeah, probably $1,000 worth of packs.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's the one that I'm probably gonna get for the Alaska hunt.
Yeah, which one?
I'm probably the 14R or the
22 mag. You should probably get the 22 mag. Yeah, I've heard good reviews mag. On that. Really good reviews.
That's the one where it like has one giant pocket with like stuff like an opening inside.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You'd probably know.
One of them like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge thanks. I'm assuming you guys have a huge thanks to him for that.
Oh, yeah. Great, man. I don't think he killed a elk in 2018. I think he just killed a whole bunch of mule deer.
Mm-hmm.
He's shooting a recurve. Yeah, he caught a cougar, wolf, bobcat, lynx, all in 1 week.
and he was using that with a recurve.
Yeah, that's really impressive, actually.
Yeah. And I know that's one thing that you're looking at getting into is recurve.
Yeah, because I shot my spike at 75, and you were with me on that. That was cool.
Yeah, compound.
We saw 2 bobcats in 24 hours out there.
That weekend, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, because I saw one driving back from up at Thompson.
Yeah.
After you hunted that day, and then we saw one when we went out to go kill your blacktail.
Yeah, there was...
Muley.
Yeah, there was I've seen 3 bobcats up there. Cody's seen 2. The one I was not archery hunting, mule deer with a rifle down there, and I just saw it at 25 yards stalking a rabbit. Obviously I can't shoot it because of the you have to have a fur bears and I don't
fur
have
bears,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd probably have missed. I seem to be a good shot, because I actually shot my whitetail doe at 550, 551 to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. I enjoyed it. What scope are you running?
I'm using the Vortex Copperhead right now. That was the first one that I put on my 308, and that's the one that just works well for me, I guess.
Yeah, I use a Diamondback.
You're using it.
Or Viper HD? That's a spotting scope. Do you have any spotting scopes that you use?
Yeah, I have one of the, what's the name of that one brand that we got to meet with yesterday at,
Swarovski?
Yeah, Swarovski.
You have one of those?
Yeah, actually, I didn't notice.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I should have knew
it's
that.
It's like their low-end one. It's only like 100 or 200 something.
Yeah, so, I share one with
my... Not as nice as your Razer.
Yeah, I use the Razer HD with... I use it... My uncle actually bought it, but he doesn't use it, so... Yeah. Me and my dad and Cody, when we... Me and it, we use it. It's in our safe. It's ours now. Definitely a good spotting scope.
Yeah, and then you got the tripod adapter for your binos yesterday.
Yeah, at the sportsman show, I bought adapter for my binoculars, which was real. I can already tell I've put it on there and it looks really good. Because I have 12s.
When I get some 12s, then I'm going to use. Get one of those.
Yeah, I can always give you a tripod you can use. I have plenty of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've done pretty good this year, I'd say.
Yeah.
How many deer have you shot at? Just one, right?
Just one that I shot at, and that was also with my AR and that cheap.
Yeah, Cody's had
non-branded.
Yeah, Cody hasn't had good run-ins with like. Good,
deer.
Yeah, deer. Like we said, we saw 80 to 100 does, all does. The only buck that was there was my dad shot at the second week of season, because he hunted all 2 weeks and he ended up shooting 4 and horn. So I don't think we're really gonna hunt that next year. I'm thinking about archery hunting elk and deer, and what do you think you're going to put in for? I think I've already said this, but I don't really remember.
Yeah. Archery, deer, and then I haven't decided on elk yet.
Yeah.
So.
I say you do rifle elk.
Yeah.
So we can have, like, a lot more videos going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I don't get what it is, but when it comes to deer with my dad, he gets so lucky with them.
Yeah. He shot, four deer?
Scouting last year and shot... one within the first day.
Yeah, he shot what, 4 deer?
4 deer in 6 years. And he started shooting them after he got moved out of the McKenzie unit, because at first he was just general hunting to see if he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he started hunting.
See, he said that the McKenzie hunt didn't have any deer, but I killed a really...
Not muleys.
Yeah, I know, but he can hunt blacktail there too.
Not on that. Tag, it was a muley tag.
No, you can hunt blacktail too. Didn't know that?
Not with that. Yeah, you can pull tags for it, but
you you can hunt blacktail too, Cody. I know that. The McKenzie unit is blacktail mule deer.
On a general tag?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I shot a really nice 3-point blacktail.
Your blacktail's beautiful that you got.
Yeah, we shoulder mounted it. Mm-hmm. I'll post a picture of it on Instagram here soon. I think it's personal.
I think you said that was like your like miserablest hunt.
Yeah, just so wet, until cold. Montana.
Yeah,
it was really wet.
Montana wasn't miserable, just because that was fun.
Yeah, but it was bobcat was fun, but it was just tedious. Wow. Didn't see very many deer. We saw 2 does before that, and then that 3-point. I guess there was a big 4-point blacktail with it. One of my dad's friends went down there, and he came and said hi to us and stuff, walked down the road, and then in the middle of the road, there was a big 4-point. He couldn't shoot it because he had an archery tag, and it's too far. I have no idea, but it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
My dad's got pretty lucky up at Silver Lake where we hunt. He shot, not anymore, it's not good at all, but...
When it was good, he got...
Yeah, he shot a couple 4-points, 160-inch, a big fork and horn, 7-inch bases, 7-inch eye guards, G2s, massive, big 3x4 we hunted for a long time. He had a big G2 on the back.
Mm-hmm. Last year was the first year he got shot out, and that was basically a pure luck.
Yeah, but he still got one, though.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, he got outshot outside.
Yeah, but
Yeah, he got up there. They for that deer.
Yeah, he worked harder. If anyone deserved it, it was him or Cody. I wasn't hunting because of, you know.
Your archery tag earlier. Like,
yeah, I shot a spike. Pretty good. Well, not pretty good. It was just a. I was just trying to get something down. I missed a whole bunch here.
I had that blacktail doe tag for the North Sixes unit this year.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, I would have gone on that. But we were up snowmobiling during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. That would have been cool. Maybe next year, if because it goes through December, right?
Yeah, it start. It actually goes through the first of the year, because it's like a 2-week blacktail hunt over Christmas break.
Yeah.
So that's one that we'll have to look at doing.
Yeah, it. It sucks that you haven't been able to shoot a.
And deer.
Yeah, but I mean.
Next year.
Yeah, next year's the year.
I guess this year.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a bear as well. If you put in for the spring, we could go hunt that big old mama bear.
Yeah.
Because my dad's seen, what, 2 or 3? Not including cubs. Yeah, he's seen 2 big bears. Yeah.
That weekend, and one of my dad's friends was hunting over towards the Winter Ridge and shot a small black bear.
Yeah. It's small. In Oregon, you don't get a lot of opportunities for bear. You take what you can get. Yeah. If it's legal, you'd kill it.
Yeah.
And it was legal.
They shot at it on a log and then
tracked it for miles.
Chasing after it. And they had their, like, 10-year-old son with them. And so they just waited there, and then finally the bear came back. So
yeah.
He was eating a deer carcass.
That someone couldn't find.
They shot it there. Yeah.
See.
No, it was already gutted. It was quartered out.
I thought they couldn't. I think it was, no, because the horns were still there. And remember they took the horns and put their tag on it?
Yeah, that's right. Because the one that was already gutted was the one that your dad saw.
That mean you found?
No, the other one.
He didn't find
one. And, like, I
thought. Oh, the elk.
Yeah, the elk one.
Yeah, my dad found like a 4x5 bull that looked like it was killed maybe by an archery tag, and he could never find it.
Yeah, that thing had been, the horns were all chewed up and stuff because it had been there for a while.
No, the horns weren't chewed up. His body was gone and stuff. He wasn't.
There was non-marks from ground squirrels though.
Oh yeah.
My dad was talking about it with my dad.
Oh yeah.
So.
But what sucks about Oregon, you can't just take those horns. You have to have a game cop come out and do that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then that's the weekend when you guys were up elk hunting, because I'd already got mine. Your dad called my dad to ask if it was illegal for people to, like, keep shooing the elk on one side of the highway.
Yeah.
Those farmers were doing it.
Yeah, the farmers. We had a big herd of elk coming through, and they go from the fields up to the... just the trees and stuff, and
they would just drive around the fields.
Yeah, they were coming over, they smelt us, they headed back out, and they were coming up a different way, and this big, well, not as big, a blue Dodge was going 60 chasing them, trying to get them over, and my cousin Rich ended up shooting a spike. It was a team effort.
That's
everyone shot at it. Yeah, we've never been
that
skunked, year's... though. 11 years, never been skunked. Yet. But it's a pretty good place. If you're trophy hunting, do not go there.
I mean, you can pretty much get an elk during first season, but if you're trophy hunting it, don't go there. Or if you're looking for, like, something big, don't go there.
Unless it's maybe archery season might do, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that weekend when we were looking for my elk, Jimmy was up there, wasn't he?
Joe, yeah,
your dad's friend.
And he saw a pretty good herd. The day we, I think it was that same herd we shot at.
Mm-hmm. That was right where the bear was.
Yeah, and they headed out that way. And I think it was the same herd or multiple herds. There's no, up there, there's no elk that stay around year round or any of that.
Yeah,
they just herds pass through. Yeah, they're all migratory.
Yeah. So. All right, well, listen, I gotta go get stuff done for the day, so.
All right. I guess I'll post this.